LA Unified accused of unfair labor practice by teachers' union for extra instruction days. A union representing teachers in the Los Angeles Unified School District filed August 8 an unfair practice charge against the district's adding 4 optional days to the 2022-2023 school year. The district's school board approved in April the extension to help students who are still catching up on learning while emerging from the COVID-19 pandemic. The 4 additional days, estimated to cost $122 million, will take place on 4 Wednesdays, October 19, December 7, March 15, 2023, and April 19, 2023, according to the district. This week, the United Teachers of Los Angeles said in a statement that the laws violated the Educational Employment Relations Act because the district announced the extra days without notifying the union or providing an opportunity for its members to negotiate when making significant changes to employee calendars. The district has overstepped legal boundaries by failing to include the tens of thousands of teachers, nurses, counselors, and support staff in determining the best way for the lost community to manage post-COVID recovery, the statement read. UTLA President Cecily Myart Cruz called for the district to withdraw the extra days and negotiate with the union with good faith in an August 10 statement. Educators are the ones in the classroom day to day, not Superintendent Carvalho, yet they are being left out of conversations on how to most effectively invest in student learning, Myart Cruz stated. UTLA stated that the $122 million could be better spent on hiring new school counselors, social workers, and psychologists and investing in student learning programs and teacher development. According to an LAWS statement emailed to the Epoch Times, the optional days are only for students who need more instruction, and teachers who choose to participate will receive additional pay. The district has met with the union to discuss work and academic calendars and will keep the conversation going, officials said. Adding optional instruction days was the best use of the district's additional state and federal funding this year, Superintendent Alberto Carvalho said during an April 26 board meeting. He said because the funding is not permanent, it cannot be used to hire additional staff, as the union suggested. UTLA's complaint will be reviewed by a California Public Employment Relations Board agent to determine whether the district violated a statute. If there's a violation, the board will help the two sides reach an agreement or a settlement through an informal meeting. More than 34,000 LAWS teachers are members of the union, which was founded in 1970. Last year, the union negotiated with the district to extend COVID-19 measures at schools such as continued testing and masking, as well as receiving a 5% pay raise and other benefits for its members.